You know, just like he told Noah to go and build an ark, and put all the animals on that ark. You remember the story of that? You know, you wonder how in the world Noah going to get all them different types of animals on that ark. He went in, they followed him on the ark. When they got in, he closed the door. But they left the land of Egypt loaded. Amen. And through all of this coming down through the 42 generation, that seed that God talked to Adam about in the garden. And Abraham agreed with God in the 17th chapter, well, the 15th chapter where they cut the cup. When Abram agreed with God about the covenant they cut, that seed was born 42 generations later. And this is what we want to talk about in his presence. You and I have been called into the presence of the great I am. And when he sent Jesus, now I'm going to read Luke's account of this in just a little bit. When he sent Jesus, everything that separated us, everything that hurt us, everything that was death to us, everything that was destructive, everything that was a failure, everything that was a curse, everything that had the smell of poverty on it, lack, everything that had the smell of death on it, Jesus took it and paid it. He became that, paid it in full. Hallelujah. I said, he paid it in full. Y'all got to get this now. So we could become everything that he is. In Jesus' ministry, if you look at it, he operated without any restriction. And the church got to get there. Because that's what he called us to. But see, somebody have told us, you better not try to believe too much, or you can't do that, or that's too much, or you're going to get beyond yourself. But he called us where? In his presence, for us to behold him. So we could get the light, the revelation truth that we are like him. And that we are not to take on, are y'all listening to me? We are not to take on anything that would dampen us or cause us to think or act any way different. And what I mean by that, we shouldn't even think, act, and respond to those things that tells us we can't, you're limited. And so many of us, now I'm guilty, but I changed it. Since I found out I wasn't guilty, I ain't guilty no more. Well, because of this, you are limited in what you can do. Well, if I remain in my natural self, absolutely. But if I realize I'm hooked up to divine life, I am not limited. I just need to consult him, spend time with him, get in his presence, let him teach me, let him reveal to me. It will cause me to do something. I can't, if I'm going to become all that he created me to come, he created me to become. Are y'all listening to me? That means I'm going to have to do something besides sit down and wish. Thank you, Jesus. So that means whatever he says in his word, in this covenant, this relationship, this fellowship that we have now, whatever he says, we have to give that first place. Keep it on our hearts, keep it in our hearts, on our mind, renew our mind to it, and talk to ourselves. And you don't need to go a long time, but you need to do it constantly. God is on the inside of me. I got God in me. I'm a God man. I'm a God woman. I have the gift of life. I have life that will never end on the inside of me. Sometimes your flesh will cry, pain will try to come, but yet if we'll keep moving forward, we can get to a place where pain will come, but they can't come. They can't find no place to hang on to us. Amen. Mm. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus became our way back to God. So listen up. We're going further. The Lord invited and welcomed us to the throne of grace. The Lord invited and welcomed us to the throne of grace. He said in the 11th verse 11, thou wilt show me, I want y'all to listen to this, thou wilt show me the path of life. Man had lost his way. Two things Jesus knew that he would become, the path of life for all those, for all of us to get back to God. Jesus knew that he was the one to become that path that would get us back to God.